Last week, in a quintessential display of his sense of humor and proportion, radio strongman Rush Limbaugh went nutso on Georgetown Law student Sandra Fluck, who'd had the temerity to seek health coverage for birth control pills.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex.
Limbaugh apologized twice for what he characterized as a poor choice of words, but no one was buying. Literally. By week's end, shamed by the uproar in the media, both social and mainstream, more than 40 advertisers had bailed from the program. But before that mass exodus began, blogger Ellie Reeve of TheAtlanticWire.com phoned advertisers to see what plans they had. And what she found was surprising. Many of the sponsors told her they weren't sponsors at all, at least not intentionally.
Netflix offered a really detailed explanation, which was the ad had accidentally been dropped in during the half-hour break where they read the news and the weather and stuff like that. Ambrin, it's a weight loss supplement. They say that they're a bulk buyer of ads, that they buy remnant ads, and they have no choice over when those air. Goodwill, on the other hand, said that they had bought ads on a sister station of the radio station I listened to, WMAL in D.C., and that the ads had accidentally aired on Rush Limbaugh's show.
And what about GEICO, which is one of the big broadcast advertisers in the country? You heard one of their ads on his show, right?
That's right. GEICO said that since 2004, they have made sure not to advertise on Rush's show. But if you go and you Google it off and on, there have been the controversies over GEICO advertising on Rush Limbaugh's show. It's an ongoing problem.
Would it be fair to say that their explanation did not correspond with your reporting on this issue?
I'll put it this way. If it's a mistake, it happens a lot. It's happened over and over and over.
What have we learned through this exercise?
The power of social media. If you look at the Facebook pages of these advertisers, the small ones especially, their pages are filled with angry people, mostly women, saying, how could you associate with these kind of comments? So you can understand why they responded so quickly, even after Limbaugh apologized.
Here's a question for you. Does this teach you about being careful with your words?
Yes, especially since I write on a blog. We write very fast. There's always the temptation to come up with something really catchy as a way to describe somebody. I will not be going with slut or prostitute, that's for sure.
Probably a very good move. Thank you very much, Ellie.
Thank you, Bob.
Ellie Reeve blogs for TheAtlanticWire.com. If what advertisers told her is true, that they were accidental underwriters of Rush's Rush to Judgment, and brands that spend millions of dollars on radio commercials don't even know what they're buying, this suggests an obvious follow-up question. Huh? Yet Kim Vasey, director of radio ad purchases for the media buying giant Group M Media, says the denials are quite plausible.
Because if you're buying a program such as a Rush, we know exactly where that spot is running if we buy program specific. If we're just buying day part, morning, midday, afternoon, across 1,000 radio stations around the country, you may lose sight of where that may inadvertently end up.
I can see how an advertiser would have his spots fall on ears that he hadn't specifically requested. But I also know that advertisers care deeply about what they call the editorial environment. Advertisers who might advertise, for example, in People magazine might not want to advertise an outlaw biker. Aren't there advertisers who make clear to their media buying houses that they don't want any part of a controversial talk show like Rush Limbaugh's?
Yes, and generally on the traffic instructions that go to the stations, there will be a space on that page for an advertiser to write down all the different types of programs that they do not want to be in. Unfortunately, in several situations, what happened with the Rush Limbaugh show is that those traffic instructions were not really being adhered to correctly, and they inadvertently fell into a show.
Now, there has been quite an exodus of advertisers. Between 40 and quite a bit more than 40 have been reported. Do you think this could kill the program? It's happened before.
You know, there's been situations with Rush specifically before. There's been situations with other talk show personalities like Michael Savage, Dr. Laura over time. You know, the biggest offense, I guess, was with Imus, and that actually, you know, was the demise of his show. Certainly, it will have an impact on their, you know, bottom line revenue for quite some time.
Now, Limbaugh thundered for his audience that he doesn't care about this because he's got 18,000 advertisers just champing at the bit to be on the Rush Limbaugh show. Has your phone been ringing off the hook with 18,000 advertisers trying to buy time?
Not one. And in fact, I did receive a call, however, from one of the companies that we do business with that has inventory.
Could you reproduce for me the sort of tone of voice?
Hey, Kim, this probably doesn't come as a big surprise to you, but in case you do have any advertisers out there, I have plenty of spots to sell you if you want to have a great deal on inventory.
Fire sale, everything must go?
I think I could probably get it for less than fire sale prices, like $0. Yeah, but I didn't have one single taker.
All right, Kim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kim Vasey is managing partner and director of radio at Group M.